Greenland's opposition wins election dominated by independents and Trump, date modified colon 2025-03-12T08:23:50.002Z, description colon the voting was dominated by U.S. President Donald Trump's pledge to take over Denmark's autonomous territory, comma dot. Greenland's opposition wins election dominated by independents and Trump, 2 hours ago, save, Jaroslav Lukov BBC News, save, Getty Images, Greenland's center-right opposition has won a surprise general election victory, in a vote dominated by independents and U.S. President Donald Trump's pledge to take over the semi-autonomous territory. The center-right Demokrati Party, which favors a gradual approach to independence from Denmark, achieved around 30% of the vote, near complete results show. Greenland needs us to stand together in a time of great interest from outside, party leader Jens Frederik Nielsen told local media. There is a need for unity, so we will enter into negotiations with everyone. His party will now have to negotiate with other parties in order to form a coalition, Greenland, the world's biggest island, between the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans, has been controlled by Denmark. Nearly 3,000 kilometers, 1,860 miles, away, for about 300 years. Greenland governs its own domestic affairs, but decisions on foreign and defense policy are made in Copenhagen. 5 of the 6 main parties in the election favor independence from Copenhagen, but disagree over the pace with which to reach it. Greenland's election, why does it matter and how does it work? Greenland's vote pivotal for Arctic territory's future. The Democratic Party, whose vote was up by more than 20% on 2021, is considered a moderate party on independence. Another opposition party, Naleraq, which is looking to immediately kick off the independence process and forge closer ties with the U.S., was on course for second place with almost a quarter of the vote. The two current governing parties, Inuit Ataqatigiit, IA, and Samut, are heading for third and fourth place, marking an upset for Prime Minister Mute Beajid. About 44,000 Greenlanders out of a population of 57,000 were eligible to cast their votes to elect 31 MPs, as well as the local government. 6 parties were on the ballot. The voting took place at 72 polling stations scattered across the vast island. Greenland's strategic location and untapped mineral resources have caught Trump's eye. He first floated the idea of buying the island during his first term in 2019. Since taking office again in January, Trump has reiterated his intention to acquire the territory. We need Greenland for national security. One way or the other we're gonna get it, he said during his address to the U.S. Congress last week. Greenland and Denmark's leaders have repeatedly rebuffed his demands. Ajit has made clear that Greenland is not for sale, and deserves to be treated with respect. Greenland profile, more on this story, why does Trump want Greenland and what do its people think? Greenland, Denmark, United States.